Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with your fantasy sports update. More afternoon baseball action on the go this Thursday afternoon. Let's get to the scoreboard. Tight one in Detroit today. The Tigers up on the Royals 5-4. It's in the top of nine. Royals have one on and two out. The Nationals leading the Mets 2-0. That is now in the top of the ninth. Baltimore up on the New York Yankees 3-1 in the top of the third. Yankees big favorites there. And Boston off to a good start to get a couple runs in the first. Red Sox up on Oakland 2-0 in the bottom of the first. Here's the rest of the MLB sched for this afternoon and tonight. 6:10, Toronto at Cleveland. Indians minus 195. Low total, 6.5 because of Sanchez and Bauer. Good pitching matchup. Cincinnati, ice cold at Pittsburgh. The Pirates minus 120. 8 total, Maley versus Lyles. Chicago Cubs at Atlanta. Braves laying 25 cents. 9 flat. Darvish versus Friad. And at 10:07 tonight, Texas at the LA Angels. Angels minus 145. 8.5 is your over-under. Volquez versus Harvey. 2 games postponed. Seattle at the Chicago White Sox and San Diego at St. Louis. Both postponed today. The Alliance of American Football announcing today that effective immediately, all of its players can sign on with NFL teams. The NFL sending a memo Wednesday discouraging clubs to contact players in the AAF until the league is officially folded. And cornerback Keith Reeser of the AFF has signed on with the Kansas City Chiefs. He becomes the first player to sign in the NFL after closing of the Alliance Football League. NIT going down tonight at MSG in New York City. 7 o'clock tip. Number 5 Lipscomb taking on number 2 Texas. Longhorn small favorites 1.5, 143. Indiana guard Romeo Langford is declared for the NBA draft. Langford is expected to be a lottery pick after a strong year in his only season with the Hoosiers. And Seton Hall's Miles Powell also declaring today for the NBA draft. He's yet to sign on with an agent. The Houston Cougars have given Coach Calvin Sampson an extension through 2024-2025 after guiding the Cougars to their best season in 35 years. Houston making it to the Sweet 16 before bowing out to Kentucky in the NCAA tournament. We got 3 games in the NBA tonight in the association. Very, very light night. Milwaukee, they're laying 4.5 at Philadelphia, over under 231. Cleveland at Sacramento, the Kings minus 9.5. The Kings, 229. And Golden State laying 13 to the LA Lakers, over under for that basketball game, 228. MMA news, the UFC planning a Daniel Cormier-Brock Lesnar heavyweight title fight slated for August. Lesnar is currently under contract to the WWE. He's fighting in WrestleMania, and his last MMA fight was back in 2016 versus Mark Hunt. Opening round of the page, we got the Texas Valero Open here from San Antonio. Siwoo Kim holds down the lead right now at 6 under par, a couple golfers at 5 under. Very busy night in the National Hockey League with 12 games on the sched, a couple with playoff implications. Not this one. Ottawa at Buffalo. Sabres laying 220, over under 6. Tampa Bay minus 120 at Toronto. Big over under 7. Leafs blue liner Jake Gardner back after missing the last 18 games with an injury. New York Islanders, they're minus 15 at Florida. 5.5 is your over under. Detroit and Pittsburgh, Pens minus 300. Total is 6 flat. Big game in Montreal. The Canadiens need points, and they take on the Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals in D.C. Caps minus 135, over under set at 6. New Jersey, they're at Carolina. Canes laying 310 in this hockey game. 6 is your over under at 8 o'clock. St. Louis, they play the Philadelphia Flyers. Blues minus 210, 6. Vancouver, they're at Nashville to battle the Preds. Preds big favorites. 255 they're laying with 5.5 the total. Boston at Minnesota. Minnesota, big game. They got to run the table. Wild minus 125, 5.5. At 9 o'clock, Winnipeg at Colorado. Avs minus 120, total 6. San Jose, they're laying 50 cents at Edmonton, over under 6.5. And at 10 o'clock, Arizona is at Las Vegas. The Golden Knights laying 210, 5.5 is your over under there. Stick around, everybody. Red Heat and Rage coming up next with me and Gabe Morency, host. We have our friend Whale Capper stopping by. DFS picks, bets. We'll give you a baseball update and a whole lot more. Stick around. Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Red Heat Rage Radio has begun. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeart, now on YouTube. I'm Gabe Morency. Going down in New York, the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart, in Toronto, where the Toronto Blue Jays were all week. Now in Cleveland tonight, we've got a bunch of baseball games going on right now. As we speak, we got a final score. The Detroit Tigers are victorious and a bunch of other stuff. We got a bunch of guests as well. But before I introduce the guests, let's introduce Cam Stewart. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Morenci? Yeah, interesting thought just from even the baseball last night. We talked about it on the show. I remember the glory days with you and Bob Wickman, how he used to torment you. Me and Rafael Betancourt probably cost me thousands over my line dealing with that guy as a closer. And two games impacted it last night. Pittsburgh, big, big problems, Gabe. We're going to keep a radar on this. The Pittsburgh Pirates have probably the worst bullpen in Major League Baseball right now. They can't get an out. Another game that they pissed away late. Conversely, the Chicago Cubs, Joe Maddon outthinking himself yesterday, and Atlanta coming back with a big late inning. I'll tell you, these bullpens, man, betting these baseball games, live betting is going to be the way to go because these things shift every single minute by bat. It's like the stock market, man. It's fluctuating big time. It's hard to trust these guys, Gabe. It's happening on multiple games every single night.
Yeah, you have to remind yourself not to try to panic and get too angry when teams are down by a couple of runs, because you can always come back. And if you're up by a couple of runs, yeah, the game is never done. Bullpens can be dangerous, and you have to manage the bankroll. So you lose a baseball bet, it doesn't put you doesn't get you in trouble. That's the whole key. You don't want to be getting in trouble betting on baseball. It's one thing to have fun with it, set your units, bet away every day. But if you start getting into the spots where, I need this game, I'm in a lot of trouble, then you could find yourself in a lot of trouble. And we talk about it, people chasing the New York Yankees. And I'm sure there are people out there doing it. Now, I've got a small piece of the Baltimore Orioles here. Not as big as I would like. I got a lot of tickets here, as you can see. I went to the book earlier in the day, Cam. See, can you see here?
One, daily trips. Two. That's your new four, thing, eh? Going five, down to the book.
Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I've got
big card.
Luck BCG.
Big card Gabriel.
Going all the way out to the Meadowlands. I'm not going there to play one ticket.
Yeah. That's a good point. You got to think about transportation costs. You don't want to, hey, everybody, I'm going to bet $25. No, your ride's probably $40 in transportation. Got to at least spend a few couple hundred bucks and get a grilled cheese while you're there. Make it worth your while.
Hey, here we are, yeah. Yeah, no grilled cheese.
That's a lot of tickets
today, actually.
You can fan me with those tickets, man. That's a big fan. Ah, man.
Hopefully I'm fanning winners here at the end of the night, yeah. I hate to say, too, there's a couple of losers in this pile already, to be honest. That's the way it goes. I always seem to lose my first. No, you know what? I was on the Detroit Tigers.
Good call. Good call.
I was on the Detroit Tigers. But I had the under. The Detroit Tigers were perfect to the under so far on the year. Not anymore. But I did put the Tigers in. So that's a 1-1 split. I bet on the Mets. They're about to lose. But I took in-game under 6.5 when I was at the book. So, not the best start of the day, but we're on the Baltimore Orioles. We're on the Boston Red Sox, and
how
we've got a million
finish.
Other plays to share with you.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage, our radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll get Whale Capper on the line now if we can. We've got Whale Capper, big man on campus, will join us in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll talk about tonight's college basketball games as the college basketball season really does begin to wind down right now. We've got the NIT final at Madison Square Garden, and we've got Wisconsin, Green Bay on the road. The Phoenix taking on Marshall tonight for the CIT championship. And we're talking DFS. We're going to talk some DFS, maybe a little Final Four as well, with a dude who, Cam, I got to say, has a pretty freaking cool name, actually. One of the all-time names, actually, of anyone, I got to say, that's joined us before. Holden. His first name is Holden. Holden.
Yep.
Yeah, Holden. Last name, Kushner.
That's a good name, right? Holden Kushner. Sounds very regal.
Holden.
That sounds like a golfer. Hear a name, Holden Kushner, yeah, it sounds like a golfer or somebody who has a lot of money. Like, if I met a Holden Kushner, they're probably not in a ditch. They're probably doing pretty well financially.
Yeah,
yeah, no.
Yeah, hold, and it works. It sounds rich, Holden Kushner. But also, it works in a lot of ways, too. Holden Kush, you know what I'm saying? That's Holden the first Kush. Thing I thought, yeah, when I saw exactly. his name. I'm like, damn, I'm like, great
yeah.
name.
When you saw Holden like, Kushner, Holden, you're like, yeah, Kush.
Hey, what's up? You holding some Kush? You know, Holden Kushner. Yeah. And you can't make this up. So that's the first thing I thought when I saw his name. Because I don't know the guy, right? So he was booked through Wager Talk and Yang. We'll find out exactly. So anyways, it's a DFS guy. What's that?
He's not Wager Talk. He's Roto Grinders.
So what's the purpose of us having him on the show?
He's a fantasy, the DFS baseball to talk on the show is gentleman Greg knows, Greg Sussman.
Okay, so it's a friend of Greg Sussman then. So, yeah, I don't know the guy. So it's a friend of Greg Sussman, Holden Kushner, and I'm thinking, great name. The first thing I think of is Kush and Holden Kush. And then lo and behold, I go to his Twitter, and he's based out of Denver. So even better, like, yeah, it really does. And I think our man Whale Capper would like him because Holden Kushner's Twitter account is pictures of the Rocky Mountains. Whale Capper steps up and in. What's going on, Whale Capper?
Beautiful spring Thursday.
Well, yeah, thanks for joining us. You're such an outdoorsman. You're not like, I'm surprised, like you're not monitoring with like whale sensors right now. Checking the health of the sand on the beach. You're not skiing. You're not saving lives with like earthquake monitoring. Like, what's going on?
That's my afternoon. Right after this call, I got all that on my to-do list. I got to get
the most I get,
quick, man. I can't get enough of all the stuff you're up to lately. Every time I look, there's something cool that you're doing. A lot of new video, a lot of new opportunities. So congratulations, man. Keep up the great work.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, yeah, great work. What, me doing Periscopes, going to a sports book on a bus?
That's what the people want, man. Yeah.
It really is. It's crazy. I have Dick Vitale on. People are like, yeah, whatever. People are like, you know, hey, got a great video today, Marenzi. It's like, well, which one? Oh, yeah, you going to the FanDuel Sportsbook. It's like, yeah, great. I know. I talked about the Mets for 2 minutes, and I sat in the Port Authority. But, yeah, you're right. People like the realness, Will Capper. No, but we appreciate that. We do have a lot – a lot going on. It's a grind, but better to be busy than be dead, as we always say. So what are you betting on right now? Getting into the baseball, or are you hitting this NBA in the final weeks? What have you been betting over the last week or so?
Yeah, right now I'm kind of protecting my stack in the NBA. We are winding down here. Like, there's only three games tonight. They're, you know, only one of them really is bettable, and it's not really bettable yet because we don't know if, you know, the Sixers-Bucks is an interesting matchup, but we don't know if Embiid's going to play. We don't know if Middleton's going to play. We don't know if Butler's going to play. So you kind of have to wait until probably about I don't know, 6 o'clock Eastern before we start to get that news in and you can get some action on that game. But it should be a good game. It should be worth watching. I doubt we're going to see that matchup materialize in the playoffs. It looks like the Bucks clearly have the one seed locked up. The Sixers are sitting in the three. Honestly, I'm not really a buyer in either of these teams. I think both teams are kind of second round of the playoffs, potentially packing their bags. I don't like the matchup for the Bucks with the Celtics, which might be our 1-4. And I really don't like the Raptors, how they match up with the Sixers. That looks like it's got Raptors written all over it. So I think this is probably kind of a matchup of your Eastern Conference also rans, if you ask me. But it should be a fun game because Giannis is making this push for MVP consideration. It's kind of an interesting case. It's gone back and forth between Giannis and Harden in terms of kind of the court of public opinion. And with the MVP race in the NBA, it's not always like who should win. It's kind of who the voters are going to vote for. And a lot of times they'll vote for the new up and coming guy because they're excited about him. And that would be Giannis this year. So I think Harden deserves it. I think Giannis is probably going to win it. But a game like tonight on TNT against someone considered a contender in the Eastern Conference should be a fun game to see what Giannis can put up from a stat perspective. Really, really, really hoping Embiid plays because these two have a little bit of rivalry via social media in terms of calling each other out especially Embiid going to get his best effort defensively if he plays tonight. So fingers crossed that we got full squads out there, and then this should be a pretty fun game to take some action on.
Yeah, it really would be a great fun game.
I wanted to talk to both of you guys about the NBA down the stretch, Gabe, because we've been betting college. Like, look what happened in the NHL, right? Remember, we've talked about it. All three underdogs won last night, and big ones, too. Like, big prices, not just, like, plus 105. How are you guys attacking it down the stretch? Are you finding those angles? I know me and Marazzi have been playing a lot of the NCAA tournament there, Will Capper, but in hockey, it's been nuts. Like, these minus 350 favorites are losing on a regular basis. They just want to get healthy before the playoffs. Is that how you're attacking the NBA, or you're kind of like, I don't know about this stuff. I'm going to kind of back down.
It's
not the same as hockey.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say
down the stretch in comparison.
Yeah, right. So last season, this was actually a really profitable time of the season to really be hitting the board hard because it was pretty clear that there were some teams positioning themselves for the lottery. And they were all kind of bunched together. And, you know, if you lost a couple of games here or there, it could move you from first to seventh, you know. And so there was a lot of jockeying going on. There was some pretty clear tanking going on. And there were some obvious angles you could attack. Like if you had two tanking teams play each other, it was a no-brainer, hit the under. And then the fourth quarter rolls around, and it was literally like guys holding the ball for the entirety of the shot clock and like trying to blink and neither team trying to score and trying to make sure that the other team had the lead at the end of the game. It was an embarrassment in terms of entertainment and basketball, but it was just absolute money print betting the under and getting those wins. This season has an entirely different path to it. We saw a lot of the teams that were out of it early just kind of carry over their tanking from last season into this season. They had bad rosters, they had young players, and they were just like, whatever, we don't really care. They've been sitting at the bottom of the standings in kind of this lower tier. They changed the rules about how they're going to, do the lottery. And so there really hasn't been, as nearly as lucrative angles, betting against the fading the tanking teams and betting the unders. So it's been really tough.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Will Capper with us, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio, continues Fantasy Sports our Radio Network. We're in conversation with Whale Capper. Get to the Final Four. As we were talking about the Philadelphia-Milwaukee game, could have been a huge showdown. But as you were saying, Whale Capper, you never really know what's going on with the Philadelphia 76ers and their mentality down the stretch. The fact is they kind of know where they're locked in. They're not going to catch the Raptors. The Raptors really could have caught the Milwaukee Bucks or been interested in at least a race, but they never seemingly were. And you look at the 6th seed, the 7th seed, and the 8th seed, and then even the potential 9 here, they just keep losing. It's amazing. Like, if one of these teams, like Brooklyn's in a free fall right now because their schedule is so tough.
Oof.
Detroit is injured. Miami has a tough schedule, but finally it eases up a little bit. Miami should be one of the last ones standing when it's all said and done. Brooklyn's kind of in a weird spot now where they might be the 6th seed. They could be the 7th seed. They might miss the playoffs. And then you've got Orlando, but it's amazing to see. Cam asked if there's upset late in the season. No, because it's not the same. NHL players have a ton of pride. They're calling players up. It's a different scenario. The NBA, if you look at all the worst teams in the NBA, it's amazing. Like, Phoenix are 2-8 in their last 10 games. So it's not like they're not doing anything. Phoenix are 3-7. The Pelicans are 2-8. Minnesota T-Wolves are 3-7 down the stretch. New York Knicks are 2-8 in their last 10. Cleveland are 2-8. Chicago are 3-7. Betting on bad teams is not a good idea. Covering spreads, but a lot of these teams really plainly have quit. But it's amazing, Will Capper. Detroit, Brooklyn, Orlando, Miami, they just continuously keep freaking losing besides the Orlando Magic. They're the ones that seem to be hell-bent on getting in here somehow.
Yes, and you remember us having the conversation on the Thursday before the All-Star game? The Magic were playing against the Hornets.
It was 7-1.
At the time, the Hornets were sitting pretty, and the Magic were kind of coming on hot. And we were like, man, if the Magic can get this win, Hornets are looking ahead to their plans for All-Star Game weekend hosting. And sure enough, they beat the tar out of the Hornets in that spot. Hornets free fall out of the out of the playoff picture entirely. And lo and behold, the Orlando Magic are a win away probably from clinching the Southeast Division, which would punch some absolutely massive tickets that I'm holding. This game that's coming up Friday, Orlando versus the Atlanta Hawks. If you had told me, like in October, if you had been like, the game you're most excited about all year watching is going to be Orlando and Atlanta in April, I would have been like, oh man, I need to check myself into rehab because I have some kind of crazy problem if I care about that game in April. But sure enough,
game
the Hawks. Yeah,
biggest.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. Huge. And, the Hawks are probably the biggest in years. And the Hawks are maybe the only team who are out of the playoffs who are playing with pride. Trae Young is playing fantastic basketball and really has kind of taken over a leadership role on the young Hawks team. It should be an extremely competitive game. I'm expecting to see Orlando small favorite in that one. If it's a line like Orlando -7 or -8, which is kind of, I think I'm being optimistic there because what I really want in this spot is I really want to take a crack at the Hawks tomorrow with the points and grab a middle, right? Because like best case scenario is the Hawks kind of play them tight. It lands inside the number, but the Magic win and clinch the Southeast effectively. So that's a dream scenario for tomorrow. The NBA is pretty unbettable right now. For the most part, and it's a shame because last year, like I mentioned, last year it was super lucrative down the stretch because you knew some teams were just absolutely, absolutely positioning themselves for the lottery. And this year it's not like that. So with my free time, I'm getting ready for next week. We got a huge week next week, next couple weeks. Next week we got the Masters. That's one of my favorite sporting events all year, and it's not close. I don't know if you guys saw or if you've talked about it yet, but there's regular season win totals up for the NFL already. And the NFL draft is a couple weeks away. There's going to be some great props to get down on for that. So I'm kind of, most of my time right now is sort of prep and research and reading to be ready to bet into the prop market for the NFL draft. and to be to attack the Masters. So it's going to be a fun next couple weeks. And this week, you know, not having the NBA this week has actually been a decent relief so that I could focus on some of that other stuff and be ready.
Yeah, I've been on NBA. I've been on NBA slowdown for a couple of weeks, actually. I know the ebbs and flows of the NBA season pretty well. And I realized, you know, it's been about a month. The season's about a month too long. And the players are burnt out. The players on good teams are tapped out. The playoffs are around the corner. The season ends next Wednesday. And, yeah, you mentioned the Masters. So the Masters starts Thursday. NBA regular season ends next Wednesday night. And that Atlanta-Orlando game is big. But we could, you know, it could come down next Wednesday night. The Miami Heat are in Brooklyn. Miami at Brooklyn, ooh, which could also be a massive game potentially for winner gets in, losers right out there, type of deal.
Yeah. I strongly agree.
I'm hoping
that's gonna be good.
I'm hoping as a Raptor fan that it's the Nets and the Raptors, just because I can go see it in Brooklyn. I don't know if the Nets will be able to hang on to the seventh seed when it's all said and done. All right, so. The Final Four, Whale Capper. We didn't bring up the Final Four. Well, what's your take on the two games that we've got left standing on Saturday here?
I am shocked at how much public support has come in for the Auburn Tigers. I don't see it. They had one game against Kentucky, an opponent that they know well, and they played twice, where they played out of their shoes in the second half to take it to overtime. And then they put together an absolutely perfect overtime against a Kentucky team that was choking. And UVA is a class above. And this is a relatively short line. You know, UVA finally kind of clearing the hurdle and getting to this stage, and Auburn kind of being happy to be here without their best player. This is a mismatch made in heaven to back UVA, in my opinion. And I don't think this is going to be a particularly competitive game. And I'm all in on the Cavaliers at this point, not just to win this game, but to win the title. The second of the two games is way too close to call. Looks like an absolutely perfect line, -2.5. If you told me this comes down to who has the ball last, I would say that sounds about right. I'm guessing Michigan State advances, but laying -2.5 and expecting them to have control of this, clear control of this down the stretch, is a tough ask when the style of play that Texas Tech has is just, it's not good for Michigan State. This is, you know, that there's a lot of things that Texas Tech does well defensively that they were able to really stymie and really kind of frustrate Gonzaga when the going got tough. And I could very, very well see the same scenario play out here against the Michigan State team, who likely feels like they're going to punch their ticket to the final. But this is going to be an absolute, you know, knockdown, drag out last 5 minutes of the game. If you want a good betting angle on this one, cross your fingers that there's a relatively high scoring first half and then just unload on the second half under as this thing gets real tight.
Whale Capper, whale_capper. Well, yeah. Cam, he's speaking your language because Cam
he sure
dearly
is.
Needs
Whale Capper,
Virginia.
I love you, buddy. I need Virginia, babe. I got futures from the start of the year. I was actually Whale Capper. I was looking at the total in this game too. People are thinking, you know, Virginia, they're going to want to slow it down, and I don't trust Auburn hitting the threes in this game. Like 131, people will just probably blindly go to the window and think the over, right? Because Auburn's defense is a little bit lax, whereas Virginia, they definitely want to slow down the tempo and pace against a team like Auburn that wants to run. But 131, I just think Virginia can shut down Auburn completely. And yes, Gabe's right, Whale Capper. I'm all Cavaliers, buddy, all the time. I need Texas Tech in the other game, but yes, at least if Virginia gets there, I can hedge on Michigan State if they beat Texas Tech. So Cavaliers better get it done.
Yeah, I feel you, man. And you know, like if we're old hats at this. We've seen a lot of in college basketball come and go, and it feels pretty freaking poetic that we could end up with the scenario where the Cavaliers are forced to slay the Spartans in the final to finally win a title. Like this, the entirety of the UVA program being a force to be reckoned with over the last like 5, 6, 7, 10 years, whatever. Like they have come up against and gotten eliminated by Michigan State so often that it became like a joke that the tournament committee kept putting them kind of head to head in parts of the bracket. And so the idea that the Cavaliers finally get it done by eliminating Izzo and the Spartans is just awesome. Like, you can, that story writes itself. That's kind of, you know, like that's the kind of one where the heavy duty conspiracy theorists are like, was this scripted? Because, you know, that's the perfect opponent for this Cavaliers team to put out here to win the title. But, you know, I'm drinking the orange and blue Kool-Aid here for UVA, and I'm pulling for your Cavaliers, Cam. So let's go.
I would be like that. You know, I'd like to see Tony Bennett win. Well, to be honest, I don't care. But I don't have a problem with him winning. I'll put it that way. Doesn't change my life. But I like him. Nice guy. I'm just saying, nice guy. I got no problem with him winning. And I really dislike Michigan State. Like, I don't like them. It's going to bother me to know that these jackasses are going to be celebrating on Monday night, burning couches and groping gymnasts. But I've got to live with it.
Oh, man.
And it's one of these deals where it's one of these deals where almost your convincedness of Virginia, I'm like, I almost think it's a done deal. Michigan State's cutting down the nets. All right, hang in there, Will Cap. We'll take a quick break. We'll just get
Boomer.
Get Will Capper's quick take, quick look ahead on the Masters. It's a cold world, man. Listen, yeah. Michigan's gonna win. Michigan State's gonna win just to torture me as a Michigan fan.
Torture me too.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Major League Baseball season now in full swing. It's time to swing for the fences playing Daily Fantasy Baseball with DailyRoto.com. Become the eighth $1 million winner and another one of the countless number of people have won hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars using DailyRoto.com to help set the DraftKings and FanDuel lineups. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. You'll get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, the use of the very important lineup optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. That's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
All right, game time decisions continues. Baltimore Orioles now up 4-1 on the New York Yankees. Yankees struggles continue. We've got a piece of the birds in this game. We'll keep our eye on this. All right, we've got a minute or two left with Whale Capper here. Final four set should be. Listen, if you're basketball purists, you've got some great teams left playing. You've got some great coaches left playing. I do think it'll be Virginia, like you said, Whale Capper. It seems that they're on a collision course right now, and I think Auburn are going to be a little over their heads against the Cavaliers, and I think Michigan State match up well with Texas Tech. Texas Tech bully everybody. I don't think they're going to be able to bully Michigan State. I think Michigan State's size will be a difference, and experience will be a massive difference in that game. And the Alliance League is done, and I brought this up the other day. I said sportsbooks should just pay people and you'll get good publicity. Well, I guess FanDuel are listening to the show, because I see FanDuel are paying out anybody that played a future, not just on Orlando, but on any team in the Alliance League. They're refunding you, which is a pretty good idea by them, because I see Darren Rovell's right. Tweeting about it. We talked about it this morning. It's on every sports site. Oh, FanDuel pays out Alliance of American Football future tickets. It turns out they had less than $10,000 in action, Will Capper. All the publicity they just got for less than $10,000. I didn't go to Duke like you, but that's good business. Oh, did we lose Will Capper?
I think we might have. Is he gone? Oh, no. Might have been an earthquake.
That's a good point. There's just been a seismic shift in California.
He monitors, what are they called? Heptics. I forget the name of them, with the rocks and the movement and stuff like that. The shock, the twist.
Seismologist.
Anyway, something might have happened. He gone.
I don't really know if it's a seismologist, but I think it's something close to that. Yeah. He monitors the earthquakes in California. The movement. Earth's always sort of moving out there, but he lets you know. I guess like he's, basically it's like the Richter scale. I think Will Capper can explain the Richter scale to us.
$10,000.
Now think about this. Let's say you played Memphis on a future or something. Like, you got saved actually.
It's amazing.
There's people out there. Like,
of course you did.
I got to tell you, man, there's been a couple of times that I wish I'd get refunded and the shuttle league down.
Especially, for sure. It's great business. Great business by these. I can't believe they're doing it for the other teams. I just said pay out Orlando. I just said pay out the Orlando Apollos, and they are the champs of the league, but FanDuel taking it up a notch, Gabe. I love it. Pay everybody. You make a future. Great business sense. You can't pay for advertising that good. It's pretty simple.
Oh, for $10,000, so Will Capper, FanDuel pays out all future tickets. Yeah, and it turns out they're holding around $10,000 in tickets. Like, holy crap, that was an easy business decision, and now they get their name everywhere.
Yeah, easy call. I mean, the same kind of thing with the FanDuel and the line error and the Raiders Broncos game week 2 last year in the NFL. Like, at this point, at this stage in legal gambling in the New York, New Jersey area, whatever you can do to kind of extend your brand, make the consumers realize, hey, I can bet sports at FanDuel. Like, I opened a FanDuel account a couple of years ago and played Daily Fantasy and lost my ass, but I have an account. I can put some money in there and bet on some sports mobily. Like, this is great. Like, anything that they can do to kind of extend their brand at this point, at the very early stages here of legal sports wagering, is a no-brainer. And if people look at this and they're like, oh man, like, there's a chance if things go wrong, I'm just going to get a winning payout instead of a voided bet. Like, that's a no-brainer for all parties involved, really. And, good to see them doing it. And, glad the people who had, who made strong plays on that got something out of it, because I had some futures on the Orlando Apollos at the offshores, and none of that money has come. I'm getting all of that voided. So would have been nice to have that as a little bit of a spring treat there, but sad to see the AAF go. But it seemed like it was doomed from the start, the way they had their business model set up. So not entirely surprising, I guess.
If I was a sports book and I was a bookie, no refunds. You lost. Orlando didn't win. I'd be like, listen, Orlando,
that's cold.
Orlando didn't win.
That's cold.
Yeah, they didn't win. I mean,
they didn't. Best record.
Did they win the championship? Not my fault.
Yeah. If the handle had a couple more zeros behind it, we'd see a very different decision. But this is effectively pre-advertising and goodwill.
$10,000 are like
$10,000.
Piss away $10,000. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The publicity you get is going to be way worth that. That's a great point. If it was a NFL futures or something like that, it'd be whoa, put the brakes on. This is the AAF. Big difference.
It's especially ingenious advertising, because it's scooping the recreational bettors, right? Like, it's specifically scooping the guys who are not necessarily experienced, who aren't, advantage players. It's scooping the guys who are like, oh, wow, there's free money, and that's the kind of customers that you want if you're a burgeoning sports book. So, it's pretty ingenious.
Well, and plus, exactly, they're a business in the community as well, right? So they don't want to be seen as if, like, they're just shaking everyone's pockets. Yeah. And, Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah, well, you want to be the opposite of Mr. Burns, right? You want to be a friendly guy, right, Gabe? Like, hey, we give back to the community. We're not bad guys. Come on over. Play some bets with us.
Yeah.
You know what? Perfect. You don't want the reputation if they screw you, right? And or that they're just jerks, so to speak. And also, though, the casinos here, it's interesting, or the sports books, not casinos, sports books, I should say, they were warned by the gaming commission. Like you said, remember when FanDuel made the mistake with the with the Raiders and the Broncos game? Now, they didn't have to pay out. They didn't have to.
No.
Like, it says, like, there's fine print. It says, like, I mean, I was surprised they did. And, in fact, I remember Cam was actually angry that they paid.
And I remember people calling in saying,
that's ridiculous.
So many bad line bets voided. So many over the years.
Exactly.
That made me so pissed, too. I was like, never been the beneficiary.
It bothers me, Morency, because I win a horse race or whatever, and I won so much money on a book, they don't even pay the maximums. But, oh, yeah, read the fine printer. You know what I mean? Oh, this was voided. This is voided. Like, when has it happened in our favor for somebody that we know, right? Like, you know, it's unbelievable. They always find a way to screw you. It's crazy, man. This guy gets all that money.
No, you're right. Offshore. So, yeah, well, FanDuel wasn't going to do it at first. They were like, listen, it was a mistake, and we'll give you the original stake and tickets to Giants games for the rest of the year in a private box, right? Which is a pretty decent offer, considering they could have said, screw you, read the fine print. You know, I mean, there was a mistake. There's a mistake. It is what it is. But what happened was Buddy went to the news, which was smart. And
it
seems like, and the gaming commission stated, we're not going to hold anybody's hands. You guys are running a business. You know, don't make mistakes. But it seemed like they didn't want the negative press. See, that's the one thing, you know. An online sports book doesn't care about your negative press. There is no press, right?
Yeah,
like they don't.
That's right. That's right.
They don't care.
That's right. And
like
you
said, anyone
throw up. You can throw up what happened with the DraftKings. You know, when they did that contest where they had, like, you know, the handicapping contest during the second week of the NFL playoffs. And they had some pretty high-profile players, advantage players, enter the contest, do well, and they didn't get their bets graded in time to get action down on the last game of the contest. It was all set up as, oh, the Saints and Eagles will be the, you know, action on that game will be the end of the contest, and they didn't get their Chargers-Patriots wagers graded in time to get action down on the last game, and it changed the result. And of course it happened to be some particularly high profile advantage players who have enormous followings, and it was a huge black eye from their, you know, from a reputation standpoint. So, you know, like it's a very fragile time right now in terms of all of these new entities and new shops kind of establishing their reputation. You know, I'm sure we're going to see more of this where, you know, low handle type of situations are settled in the player's favor for the good publicity, so that they can avoid the black eyes of, you know, seeming predatory or seeming bad community participants, and at the same time it's really low cost advertising for them because they get, you know, an enormous amount of new customers out of these experiences. So it's wild.
DraftKings only got negative out of that because,
but
it was really only talked about in a gaming community. But I think they settled, Will Capper, because one guy was suing. He got a lawyer and he sued them point blank. Like he filed suit like a couple of days after. There were a couple of other people that were together as part of a class action lawsuit that were in the contest. And then there was the other guy who's the known guy too, who still ended up winning a lot of money, but he would have won the $1 million. He ended up winning like 250K or something, but he would have won the $1 million. He said he had no comment. He was thinking about it, how he was going to handle it. But the thing is, it totally went away. We've never heard anything about it since after the fact. which leads me to believe that DraftKings settled with these people. And, you know, rightfully so. The thing was a circus. I mean, Will Capper, you're exactly right. People are getting their bets graded differently, but one guy complained, right? One guy was like, what the hell? And they said, listen, there's a problem. It's not us. It's at the tech building. The tech building is in, like, the neighborhood. So oh, he man. Went to the building. He actually went and started saying, what the hell is going on? I'm in this contest at the hotel, and you guys aren't grading bets. They graded his bet. So his bet got graded, and then he got his action in. So to me, smart, like you said, like it's just the whole contest is almost null and void. If I'm a lawyer, I don't need to be Johnny Cochran to go in here and destroy them. I'm going to say, you got guys going into your headquarters, and that's not an inside advantage? My client's sitting here like a chump waiting for his play to get graded?
Yep. Well, I mean, they set it up. Like, they set the goal. They set the goalpost very clearly. Like, this is your. This will be your last chance to make a wager. So the entire strategy of a contest like that is accrue as big a bankroll as possible before that last wager and then double down. Like, that is it. And if you can't get people graded in time, you know, contest over.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Thanks to Will Capper for joining us. Game Time Decision, iHeartRadio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, now on YouTube as well. 4-2 for the Baltimore Orioles right now. They're in the top of the sixth inning at Gambit. It's Baltimore's home opener. We'll keep our eye on this baseball game. Boston Red Sox were down last night, but they came back. Tonight, it's the Oakland Athletics who have returned the favor as Boston have blown a 3-0 lead. The game is now 3-3, and this is what we were talking about earlier. No lead is safe on a baseball diamond, Cam.
You said it, buddy. This is the way we're going to attack this sport. It's unlike anything else. I've seen 3-4-run leads go away quickly. The live betting, a component of baseball, if you can find a way, Gabe, and you mentioned it before, You get the one side as the dog, then you could find a perfect middle a lot of the time in these baseball games, and don't even worry about it. You know, 3-4-run leads early in a game, it means jack. We've seen teams come back consistently night after night, man. It's a great way to attack baseball, and hopefully we'll win some money doing so.
I know, but you know what? It's people always say that, but you got to keep your track record of doing it. I like to know what the record is. Because people always say, oh, yeah, you take teams when they're down. But, like, how many times do you do it a day?
Yeah, sometimes they lose.
Doing it in every game?
They lose too, but...
No, I know, but people need to keep track. You know what I mean? Like, it's in theories. These theories are all off. You do this and you do that. But if we don't actually do it, then it doesn't really matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, basically, I guess the way you'd say it is, if you liked a team in a game, like, I think it would work better... Yankees, things like that. Like, teams where they're big favorites, right, against bad teams. Who wants to take a team at -350 when they're down a couple runs? You can get a better line, and you want to do it earlier than later in games to get it. But, no, you're right. And I wish we had a piece of that Orlando bet with Whale Capper there. It's coming down to the wire, but I didn't get it in at 7-1. I had too many other things going on.
Yeah, you know what sucked is it was 7-1, and then it was 6-1. And then basically before I had an opportunity to hit it, because I was going to hit it, it was like +300 or something. Like, the odds makers listened to the show and adjusted the odds after we gave it away. Pissed me off.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with your fantasy sports news update. Afternoon baseball action on the go. Let's go. We'll get to the finals here. Tight one in Detroit with the Tigers. Hold on to beat the Royals 5-4. Game goes over the number. Lane Hardy, the win for the Tigers. Shane Green gets the fifth save of the year for Detroit. If you got Shane Green, he's on fire right now. Five saves earlier on the season. The Washington Nationals shutting out the Mets 4-0. Great performance by Strasburg. 6.2 innings of work, 3 hits, 9 Ks. The Adam and DFS, that's a great start with your pitcher there. Baltimore, big pooch up on the Yankees, 4-2 in the bottom of 6 there.
Not anymore,
and Boston.
What's the score? Unbelievable. Gleyber Torres just hit a 2-run home run. Yankees. 3-run home run.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Every time I look up, there's a new home run. Yankees are now winning 5-4.
Sorry, buddy. No, I was just getting that score. It just refreshed. Unbelievable. So Baltimore had a 4-2 lead.
Yeah.
Yankees 5-4. 3-run home run. Sorry, buddy. Hey, man. It's long game, though. It's not over yet. Boston and Oakland tied at 3 right now. Boston and Oakland tied at 3. This one's a seesaw affair. Okay, let's get to the rest of the board tonight. At 6:10, we got Toronto and Cleveland. Indians minus 195. 6.5 low total because of the pitchers, Sanchez and Bauer. Cincy at Pittsburgh. Pirates minus 115. 8 flat. Bailey versus Lyles. Chicago Cubs in Atlanta. That a little bit later on. Braves minus 125. 9 flat. Darvish versus Fried. And the late game at 10:07 Eastern, we got Texas and the LA Angels. Angels minus 145. 8.5 over under. Volquez versus Javi. Two games postponed, Seattle and Chicago White Sox, and San Diego and St. Louis. The Alliance of American Football announcing today, effective immediately, all its players can sign on with NFL teams. The NFL sending a memo yesterday discouraging clubs to contact players in the AAF until the league is officially folded. But cornerback Keith Reeser has been the first player signed. He signs on with the Kansas City Chiefs. And but on the negative side, lots of stories coming out today, Gabe. Memphis tight end Adrian Robinson tweeting about his own horror story about how the AAF is affecting him. Apparently, the Express is trying to charge Robinson over $2,000 for a hotel room that he recently stayed in. Robinson claims that he spoke to Memphis president. They didn't get any answers. Lots of players with similar complaints. I know they paid these guys for the last game, but say players are saying on the hook for hotels and other expenses. We'll keep an eye on this. NIT final going down tonight at MSG. Tip 7 p.m. Number 5 Lipscomb taking on number 2 Texas. Texas minus 1.5, 143. CIT hoop final. Marshall taking on Green Bay. Marshall, the Thundering Herd, laying 5.5, 168. A couple players opting for the NBA draft. Indiana guard Romeo Langford, expected to be a lottery pick. He's coming out for the NBA draft. And Seton Hall's Miles Powell today declaring for the NBA draft. He doesn't have an agent yet. The Houston Cougars have given coach Kelvin Sampson an extension through 2024-25, guiding the Cougars to the best season in 35 years. They made it to the Sweet 16 before bowing out to the Kentucky Wildcats. 3 games in the NBA tonight. Milwaukee laying 4.5 at Philly, 230.5. Cleveland at Sacramento. The Kings are minus 9.5, 228.5. And Golden State, big favorites, 13-point favorites at the LA Lakers, 228. MMA news. UFC reports indicating that they're planning a Daniel Cormier-Brock Lesnar heavyweight title fight. They want to put it in August. Lesnar currently under contract to the WWE. He's also fighting in WrestleMania. His last fight in the octagon, 2006 versus Mark Hunt. Opening round of the PGA Tour's Valero Texas Open right now from San Antonio. Siwoo Kim holds down the lead. He's in the clubhouse at 6 under par. A couple players, one shot back. Very, very busy night in the NHL with 12 games. We got some big ones, too, with playoff implications. Big game for the Montreal Canadiens as they take on the Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals. Caps minus 135-6. Montreal, if they get a win there, they'll be one step closer to the playoffs. Another big one, New Jersey at Carolina. Carolina, a much easier job, laying 3-10 to the New Jersey Devils in that game. They've got Winnipeg at Colorado. Avs need a win, minus 120. Total 6 in that game. And Arizona hanging on by a thread. They're in Vegas. Vegas, Golden Knights, 210, 5.5. Stick around, everybody. More Red Heat and Rage coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
Yankees start going deep. Meanwhile, Oakland have come all the way back as well. Unbelievable. Well, no, it's actually very believable. It's very believable, but I'm on the wrong side of both the collapses right now. Small play on the Baltimore Orioles. I was a little bit concerned about this game today, but Boston Red Sox up 3-0. Now suddenly it's 4-3 for Oakland. We'll keep our eye on we'll keep our eye on this. We'll talk some more baseball. Holden Kushner will join us. We'll talk a little DFS for you DFS players. This evening, it's early slate tonight, actually, for the late slate. It starts at 6:10 for, like, the fantasy late slate. The four-game contest started 6:10 tonight with the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. And the Blue Jays have been a big, big under this year, but, man, this total is low today. I think the Jays total, I think it's down to 6.5 right now, Cam.
It is. Six and a half. Cleveland minus 200, 6.5. It is 6.5. Confirmed. Yep, it's been like that all day, wow. Marenzi. Good matchup, too. Sanchez pitched well for the Jays, and we know about Trevor Bauer. He seems to be the ace of Cleveland staff. 6.5 total. Yep, you got it.
I don't trust Cleveland. We talk about this all the time. You can't trust the Cleveland Indians. And team totals are something that interesting in a game like this, but the Toronto Blue Jays team total is 2.5 runs, man. Jays team total is 2.5. The Cleveland Indians are 3.5. Can the Cleveland Indians score 4 runs? I think they can. I think they can.
I don't think
some low team totals tonight. You don't think they'll score 3-4 runs?
I think they might get 3. I don't know. I still believe in Sanchez. I think this line is there for a reason. I don't think the Jays are gonna. I kind of like both unders. I don't think the Jays are going to score 3 runs off Bauer. I think the final score is going to be like a 3-1, 3-2 game. I worry about the bullpens, though. But these pitchers, I think, will be able to get into the 6th or 7th. No problem, Gabe. Great, great pitchers with great numbers and 2 struggling teams to hit. I think runs are going to be at a premium tonight.
Yeah, I have an under 6.5 ticket right here.
I would have
hoping it was 7.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
I thought it was 7, but when they called my bluff, it was 6.5, and I figured, yeah, you know what? They're just trying to keep me off this game. It's going to end up being like 2-0 or something like that. I think Cleveland will win a very low-scoring game, but you can't trust the Cleveland Indians. So what's going on in the Valero Open? I haven't checked in, but I assume that you're monitoring the situation, Cam.
I am. Siwoo Kim, as I mentioned in the update, still the leader, but we have a couple guys breathing down his neck. JT Poston, who we don't have in DFS. Brian Stewart, we don't have him. Ricky Fowler, though, one of the big names at 4-under. He's 2 shots back. Ted Potter Jr., Hainser, and a guy that I just live bet, Gabe, at 25-1 to win, Moops. Ryan Moore, there's something about, I looked at Ryan Moore, I'm watching the golf. He plays well in Texas. I think this is a type of course. It's not too long for him, and I'm going to take a shot with Ryan Moore. I put $20 on him at that 25-1 live. He's 4-under, 2 shots back. Go Moves.
We have an update as far as the Alliance League is concerned, and it's getting pretty ugly right now. Getting pretty ugly on the way out. Game Time Decisions continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire. We'll be right back.
Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. 5-4 Yankees right now, bottom of the sixth inning. Baltimore have a runner on first base. All right, so I'm Morenci throwing it down with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart.
Oakland's exploding.
Oakland.
Are they up 6-3 now? 6-3.
Wow. Yes, 6-3 on Boston. Boston got it done 6-3 last night. Now Oakland's returning the favor. I was mentioning the Alliance League. So the Alliance League comes to an end. And now the players are starting to talk. And pretty, it's I guess it's not surprising, to be honest. Yeah, I mean, the league's bankrupt. They're bankrupt, right? But the way that the league has handled it, and if you're wondering, so basically a player on the Salt Lake Stallions, Gianni Paul, so he played the game over the weekend. He broke his arm. So he broke his arm in the game. No medical treatment now. He's on his own. So no team provided. All medical insurance has ceased to exist. So if you're hurt or you got hurt this weekend, tough. You got to, you know, you're on your own for the medical bills right now. When he got back to the hotel, Salt Lake were living in a hotel. The players were living in a hotel. When he got back to the hotel, the players found all of their bags and all of their personal belongings in piles in the lobby of the hotel camp. The doors were locked. They were kicked out of the hotel. Their stuff was just piled in the lobby, random bags in the lobby. One guy had to drive 17 hours to New Jersey from Memphis because he had nowhere to go.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
He had nowhere to go. Like he got home after the game and basically the stuff was in the lobby. They never told him. The Alliance players found out from ProFootballTalk.com on Tuesday morning. They just saw online. No, not one person from the league has ever contacted them. They're on their own. No medical travel. No medical. No travel. No medical expenses. And everybody in the league was evicted from their place where they were living. And now this is even crazier. Players are now getting billed. They're getting billed their residency.
Bills. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
One guy just got a bill.
I read that story
on Memphis.
Yep.
Says he's not paying. It's $1,781. $1,781. The hotel's like, yeah, you owe us the money. The Memphis Express never paid. It's like, wow. Man, they really did this thing with smoke and mirrors because they rolled it out. It looked good on TV.
It did. It did. No, that's the great con game. Like, you looked at it, Gabe, and I know you were into it as much as anybody. You know, I'm watching it going, yeah, it looks pretty good. Like, it, you know what I mean? It looked like a decent product, but you said it, man. That's a Houdini job. I can't believe now. Guys are scrounging for to pay bills, $2,000 here. I feel sorry for the guy with the broken arm. That's the thing. So you have insurance if you were hurt earlier on in the season? Oh, don't worry, sir. We'll take care of it. Now, hospital stays are expensive, man. It's not cheap. This is unbelievable. Poor guys. Some of them won't be making
another player on Memphis. Another player on Memphis just tweeted out, I just got hit with $2,500 bill from the Sonesta Hotel that our team was staying in. I've called the bank to protest. I've called the Memphis team president. Only thing I can do is continue to dispute these charges. Same thing happening with other players on our team. Now, another thing is a player is asking, this: the other guy on Memphis is a very good question, Cam. Think about it. You're staying in a hotel in Memphis, Tennessee. And I guarantee you they weren't staying at the best hotel in the city, okay? So he's asking, too. He's like, damn, I got charged $1,800. He goes, it only costs $700 to stay there. So now they're getting overcharged.
Yeah. It's probably one of those hotels you could, like, live by the week, by the day, by whatever. You know what I mean, Morenci?
He said, no, that's what he said.
Right. Like,
he goes, I just got charged $1,781. I only lived there for 3 weeks. An entire month to live there cost $700. Like,
yeah, so he should owe $550.
Basically, the teams, the teams didn't pay the hotels or the rooming or anything. They stiffed everybody. Everybody's been stiffed, Cap. Everybody's been stiffed. Like Johnny Manziel tweeted out, don't bother suing. They don't have anything, basically.
Yeah, well. Can't get blood from a stone, Morenci. But, yeah.
The Alliance League
Tom
tweeted
Dundon's
out
still going to be doing effective, okay, right?
Yeah, I want to see the Carolina Hurricanes lose now.
It's good, excellent point. And did he do all this stuff, buying the lead and talking all this crap to get the software for the gaming software and stuff? That's the part of the story. So obviously, and you know him and Ebersol, the rest of the owners, Polian, and he wasn't on the same page as them. Did he buy the product to get the software? I think the answer is yes. When you really break this stuff all down, does he care about the league? No. He just wanted to get the patent on this stuff. So I feel bad for the players, man. It almost like they got sold a bill of goods, buddy. Like, it's ridiculous. That's another thing. Scamming them, too, after the fact.
That's who I feel bad for, the players and the coaches. As I read one coach, and, you know, they're all veteran coaches here, Spurrier, Dennis Erickson and stuff. I guess, one of the coaches told a story that he was getting ready for the game, essentially. He's like, you know, despite, like, what a joke it was, you know, you see now, he said they were taking it seriously. like the coaches said, like, they were putting NFL hours in, and they were trying to win games, and he said, and he actually, one of the coaches came to tears, I guess. He said, guys on the team were, like, busting their ass trying to win games and trying to get to the NFL and to find their bags in the damn lobby after the fact, right? That's cold, man. Like, you figured they could have said, all right, listen, like, anybody, hell, anybody, I mean, even, you know, some media stations treat you better than this. At least they could have said, all right, listen, we're done. You got a week to pack up. You got to get out of the place because, quite frankly, we can't afford it. You got a week, you know, to pack up and figure out where you're going to move to. Like I said, like some guy, he's not from there. He's on Memphis. And boom, his stuff's in the lobby. He basically had nowhere to go. He said, I'm standing there. I got nowhere to go. I don't know what to do. He's from New Jersey. So he got in his car and he drove 17 hours back to New Jersey. And he's at a friend's house now. It's ridiculous. wow. Like what a shit show. What a shit show. Real bad look for this Condon guy, man. And as you stated, I don't know, like supposedly it cost him like not even that much money. Basically about $50 million. I don't know. It seems like a lot of money to pay for a stupid app, man. $50 million. I mean, what's so special about this sports app?
Yeah, I don't know, man. $50 million has got to be...
It's
something
faster.
Has to be special about it.
Supposedly, yeah,
that would be huge.
It's the fastest data app for sports like created yet. So it has the quickest response time. For now, we're talking an app that basically like that sports books would use. So essentially, so you know, like live in-game betting, the lines will change. But basically, this app is so fast that
it's on top.
The potential
of
is there. The potential is there to bet each play, right? So you could bet on whether there's going to be a pass, sort of like the old QB1 in the bar, Cam. Right? Is it going to be a run QB1. Play, a pass play? Is it going to be a touchdown on this next play? They need to expand the gambling market, right? Gambling is legal now; it's creating billions of dollars, but they need to expand it and have more options, right? You know, they don't, you know, all right, you bet, you went to the game, good for you. They want to get your money during the game now, right? So they see a vision,
speed?
A vision of future where you're sitting at an arena or a football stadium and you got a phone or an iPad and you're betting throughout the game, right? That's what they want. That's the future.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Really starting to hate baseball already. Baseball betting. You know, that's why I can't practice what I preach, Cam. We talked about it when I said on the top of the show. Everything we said, that's what I'm saying. We should be millionaires. Everything we say happened. Oh, you know, baseball games. You know, your team's leading and they're, you know, it doesn't mean you're going to win the bet.
Yeah.
I've lost like right, two leads. I've been up by that. Three Boom. And four runs in two games in the last couple hours.
Exactly.
And it's happened. Very frustrating. And also, I said, man, yeah, you can't get pissed off about this stuff because it's a long baseball season. And you're going to have a heart attack if you get angry every time some stupid-ass bullpen comes in and blows a lead for you. But it's hard not to do when you're watching the games. I think I have to stop watching these games because these Yankee games are going to be the death of me. Let's bring in Holden Kushner right now, talk some baseball. Roto Grinders steps up. And welcome to the show, Holden. How you doing?
Are you betting on the Nationals? Is that what you've been doing before today? Because that bullpen has, I got a lot of hair, but falling out because the Nats bullpen. It's been bad.
Now, the Nationals bullpen are like bullpen the Philadelphia Flyers goalies.
Yeah. I mean, Rosenthal has an infinity ERA, and that's like Chris Davis on the other side. He's 0 for 17 in 11 games in Baltimore. There's a lot of crazy things going on in baseball, so let's not read too much into it the first month. But if you got bad beats, man, I didn't bet on baseball for 7 years because I had a game total of 10 between the Yankees and Blue Jays. It was a long time ago. And the Yankees put up like 9 runs in the first inning, and it ended up being a 9-0 game. And that was the end of it. I just dropped it for years.
You know, it's funny, DFS players.
Discipline.
DFS players, I was talking with Ricky Sanders about this, and Ricky was in Vegas, and he was crying about bullpens because he lost a couple of bets, and he generally stated, he goes, I play DFS every day, and he plays pretty, you know, big-time DFS. He goes, I don't have to worry about bullpens, Morenci, right, like in DFS. He goes, in fact, I encourage bullpens in loading, playing DFS.
Yes.
But, yeah, betting, it can do completely different ones. But, you know, Holden and Cam, it's true. It goes both ways. You're going to come back. You're going to lose. You're going to blow games. Yep. It's a long season. It's a long season. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So let's talk a little DFS baseball tonight. I brought it up a couple of minutes ago, Holden. And for the record, too, great name. That's what I wanted to bring up. You know, you sound like a golfer.
Which
Holden
one? The
Kushner.
First,
it sounds like,
first
you know, Holden.
And the last. The first name, yeah, or last,
you know,
name.
You sound like a guy that's,
we like both.
Stepping up for a putt. And I like the Kush part, too. Hey, you're holding some Kush. Yes, sir.
Kush.
And, you know,
I just moved to
fact
Denver.
You were in
There's
Denver.
A lot of that going on here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it sold it for me.
Denver.
Yeah, Denver sold it for me. But for the contest players tonight, the contest started 6:10. The four-game slate, at least on DraftKings, four-game slate with the Toronto and the Cleveland game. And for the two-pitcher format, it seems like, all right, Trevor Bauer is a guy that we're going to go with tonight, right? I mean, Trevor Bauer seems like, you know, that's the obvious pitcher. Who is the other pitcher after that is the question, Holden. And that's not an easy question tonight. I mean, you look, Matt Harvey pitched 6 innings. He looked good in his first start, but he didn't strike anybody out. There was, you know, there was not a lot of a lot of fantasy production here. What do you make? You got Max Fried here tonight, Tyler Marley. Yu Darvish is a gas can. I don't want any part of him. What do you let? Talk to me about the pitching tonight.
I mean, Aaron Sanchez, it's horrible statistics. I mean, it's as bad as it gets. I mean, at least Aaron Sanchez can like throw ground ball. He's not going to get you too many strikeouts. He's a very talented guy, and I think, you know, it's a little even there. Max Fried, you talked about Fried too. He hasn't thrown, I think he's thrown, 60 innings, 60, 61, 62. He does have a 24% K rate, so that's nice, but he walks a ton of guys. I don't feel comfortable with any of these guys, right? Lyles, we haven't seen him very much in the last 5 years. Tyler Mahle, here's another guy. His strikeouts are basically average at 21%. And then if you just want to go Dark Knight because of name value, I mean, by all means, he had 22.7% K rate in the second half last year, but I'm still not sold on the guy. So basically, spin the wheel of terror. Whoever it ends up on, just plug him in as your FB2.
Yeah, it's one of these. I'm thinking
it's awful.
I'm going Southern Fried Chicken style, Cam.
Yeah, going fried, Max Fried. You know? Yeah, there we go. Fried. Yep.
And hopefully I'm not fried by the end of the night. But 70, it seems to me Bauer and Fried are the way to go. Like that's, and I tell you, Holden, even looking at the lineup, what's that, Holden?
Yeah. You know what it is? It's a multi-entry night tonight. Just make sure you get Bauer and just pair him with all the crappy pitchers and hope that one of them pays off. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Roll the dice, sort of, you know, shake it up like play the lottery. But even like the hitters.
Exactly.
It's not like there's like, oh, yeah, this guy and that guy. I mean, and listen, I'm using a Daily Roto optimizer here right now. And, I mean, it's a smart computer, and it doesn't really, even a computer doesn't like anything tonight.
You know what I mean? I'm going to target you, Darvish, tonight. I'm going to go bananas on you, and I'm going to go with some Braves. I like the guys that, I mean, Darvish can strike some guys out, but he's also just been an absolute disaster. I don't even think he knows where the ball is going right now. So I got Freddie Freeman. I got NC Arte. I got a little bit of Nick Markakis. I mean, you can't go wrong with Acuna or Albies or any of those guys, but the three guys I'm stacking on right now from the left side, I'm going Freeman, Markakis, and NC Arte. I like the Braves tonight. I like them to get all over you.
Yeah. And McCann, $3,400 up against Darvish, too. Nice option, hitting seventh there, $3,400. That's what we got to do, right? If we're going to pay up for our pitcher, we can save at the catcher position. He looks to be in a good spot. Yeah, we're picking on Darvish tonight big time.
You are too, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to.
Maybe that's cash viable, then, is what it is. Going with the Braves and cash.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm putting him in right now. Josh Donaldson, third base.
Yeah?
Josh Donaldson. What about Shu tonight? What about Shu tonight? One. Texas and the Angels.
Yeah, I love everybody going on there as well. Texas against Matt Harvey. So you're looking at the lefties, right? You're looking at Odor, hoping Shinsu Chu. Joey Gallo has a 274 ISO. When you look at him long term, I think you could even sprinkle a little Ronald Guzman in there. So if we're just looking for some home runs, is what we're looking for, and just crush him. He gives up a lot of hard hits. A little bit more than 40%. So Harvey's a guy that I can see targeting too. I mean, you can make an argument for just about any team offensively tonight, unless you're going against Trevor Bauer. This is awful. I mean, we're talking Edinson Volquez. Are you kidding me? Where's this guy been? He's coming back tonight. If you want to stack again, just go stack any team except the Toronto Blue Jays, and you're going to be just fine.
I got to be honest, guys. I'm starting to wonder, like. I should be playing college basketball DFS tonight. A little NIT camp.
Yeah, I'm with you, Gabe. I'm looking at this lineup on DraftKings going, this is gross. Like, we might as well put a Lipscomb stack together in Texas. This is the NIT game. Yeah, this is embarrassing. You said it. Volquez is a walk machine. Like, there's nobody else. Like, at the pitcher, I don't feel confident with one other guy. Like, it's tough, man. This is a really, really is a dog's breakfast, man. You're right, Morency.
Yeah, I'm going to look at a lot of overs.
Tough night for you to join us tonight, Holden. All days to make your debut here. It's not the best hit, especially like Friday.
We'll make it fresh. There's so many sexy games tonight. Let's just build them up. I mean, this is just amazing. What a slate we got. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Oh, you know, we got that coming up soon, too. So that'll be exciting.
And you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Cincinnati, you know, and people talk this year, oh, they're pitching. No, everyone's crying. I'm bullish on Cincinnati coming into the year, but
Cincinnati are like 5-0 to the under or so, guys. I don't think they've had a game go over the number yet, to be honest. If they did, maybe one, but I don't think so. No one's really playing true to form. I mean, all week I was stacking Houston Astro players. Wasn't working out. Springer had a big game the other night, but, you know, the offense just really hasn't been here yet, holding too much. Yankees are starting to mash a little bit today. Sanchez has gone deep a bunch of times here. But for the most part, it's been pretty low-scoring fantasy numbers in the first week of the season.
Yeah, doesn't it always happen in April, though? Like, the weather doesn't seem frigid in too many places, but the pitchers, it's the old adage, the pitchers are ahead of the hitters. And you're going to see just depressed numbers, I think, for the first season, and things are going to warm up, and we're going to be talking about single-season home run records again. So you just got to bide your time here. And, you know, one of these SP2s we're just talking about is probably going to have a good night. I mean, and then you talk about, were you talking about the Reds? I mean, I actually will probably throw in a red stack tonight, and I'll start with Winker, and I'll go down, and I'll see some Puig and some Suarez. They got the power, and nobody is going to be on the Reds tonight. Nobody whatsoever.
No, you're right.
That's a good contrarian
Reds,
view there.
Reds and Pirates
actually,
tonight.
I was thinking about betting the Reds. I think the Reds are due. They need to get out of Cincinnati for some positive vibes. And Gabe, to your other point about the Blue Jays, have you seen the lineup tonight? It's pathetic. It's pathetic. Like, we got Socrates Brito hitting second. Like, what the hell? Like, Trevor Bauer, like, yeah, he's just, if he doesn't have a great fantasy night, I don't know what this world's coming to, because the Jays lineup they're sending out there is a train wreck. It's pretty bad.
If you're going to talk about Brito, you better pronounce his first name correctly, like Bill and Ted did. Socrates Brito. That is a brutal lineup. Oh, you're right. I mean, that team is
Socrates,
baby. that whole thing in Toronto has been completely stripped down. They were so close, you know, to making a run for two straight years, and now it's just being a flounder. That's always an offense you could target, especially with Pilar gone now. They got nothing.
And I miss the old days when names were nice and easy. Frank White, Willie Wilson.
Yeah.
Holden Kushner, great name. Follow him on Twitter. Roto Grinders, Holden Kushner. Thanks for the time, Holden.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
Well, your attention is focused on the start of the MLB season and college basketball's Final Four. NFL teams are focusing in on the upcoming 2019 draft. And for serious fantasy football players, it's never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off with the promo code FNTSY. It's NFL Fantasy 365's football package only at rotoexperts.com.
I look forward to the return of football, but that's still months away. We're a couple hours away. Yep. Right now from Milwaukee and Philadelphia. This is a problem because Whale Capper brought this up earlier. This should be a game that you're like, oh, man, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah,
Milwaukee, Philadelphia, NBA, you know, only a couple of games left in the season. But here we are right now. It's 5:41 Eastern time, and I see Kyle in the chat asking, is Joel Embiid playing tonight? I don't know. Is Jimmy Butler playing tonight? I don't know. You know, like, you don't know. And that's the problem. Now, I would assume no. I mean, look, the 76ers said earlier in the week or last week. Yeah, it was earlier in the week, whatever, over the weekend. When they went on their little mini road trip here, they didn't bring Joel Embiid with them. Right? Like, they didn't even hide it. They just said, whatever, we're leaving him in Philadelphia. I remember they said the plan was he'll play on April the 4th. So today's April the 4th, right? So they said he'll play in a game when we get back home. So he's listed as questionable right now. So you're right. I would imagine that Joel Embiid does play tonight. I don't think they want to get him too rusty and stuff. I just don't think they wanted him traveling. So I would expect that he would play. Jimmy Butler, I don't know, but that's the whole thing. Why would I bet on this crap when at least I know these teams will be playing for real next week, Cam, right? That's what, and thank God, no more load management, man. I don't want to hear that. And who came up with the term load management anyways? Whatever happened to rest? Like, load management sounds like a porn name. It's like, you know, Lisa Ann Returns to the Porn Industry featured in Load Management.
Management, let's be real. Or like, me in load the bathroom. Like, you know, after I go to the Golden Corral, it's good, load management. Call. I think of porn.
I think of porn. You think of taking a dump.
Yeah, see? So load management. Parlay between food and sex and a dump is a great parlay. Load management. I actually looked for a Golden Corral. I saw a commercial last night, and I had a craving, and I checked on my phone. The closest Golden Corral is Rochester, New York. I almost wanted to drive there. God, their commercial looks great where they put the big sizzling steak and the shrimp on top of the sauce. And I got to tell you, you would have liked it because you like the fried shrimp. You don't like them greasy. You like them cooked. They had something for everybody. Gabe, nice big roasts. God, man. I know everyone rips the Golden Corral, but their commercial campaign, it got me last night.
It evidently did because I was just talking about the Milwaukee Bucks and the Philadelphia 76ers. Yeah. And somehow you twisted this into talking to me about the Golden Corral. How did you even get there?
Load management. I heard load management, and I just took it to where it needed to be. You in the bedroom, me in the bathroom.
I said load management. And you start talking about Golden Corral.
Yeah, I sure did, buddy.
For the record, I don't see any Golden Corrals here in New York City, man.
No, they're in New Jersey. I checked their whole map. Three in New Jersey, Gabe. Three, but not in New York City. New York City is too good for Golden Corral. You got to go elsewhere. Huge in Alabama.
Yeah, Golden Corral. Yeah.
It's in SEC country.
Eating at Golden Corral. Yeah, that's why they have Jeff Foxworthy as their spokesman.
Excellent point.
It's true. The Golden Corral. Their two spokesmen over the years have been Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy.
I think Larry the Cable Guy, he likes to eat. He's a big man.
That's a good point, actually. You know Larry the Cable Guy. He would know food. It's true.
He's
huge, Larry
man.
The Cable Guy a pretty good golfer? He's at that Pro-Am Pebble Beach crap, isn't he?
For his size, he's Walrus, like Craig Stadler. He's a big guy out there, but he's okay. Like, in the celebrity Pro-Am, he gets it around. For a guy with a big body, actually, you know, he gets contact. I'm not going to say he's, the best on that tour. But he's good enough, but they haven't kicked him off. So he's okay.
So even when he plays at Pebble Beach and stuff, he wears the redneck gear, right?
Yeah, he looks kind of like
a dresses
jewel.
Like you can tell, the Cable Guy.
Yeah, like the surf, like all the people, like the California money, they look at Larry the Cable Guy and go, "How the hell did this guy get the invite every year?" You could tell, they're like, "Why didn't you just do this at the Sanderson Farms?" And not at Pebble Beach, but I really don't think Larry cares. Bill Murray dresses around with in overalls and stuff and hits balls made of smoke and shit like that, right? So, you know, it's got something for everybody.
I don't even know where to go from this now. Thin. I started with Joel Embiid. You want to talk about Zaxby's?
Joel Embiid. Questionable. Zaxby's? Excellent. Excellent experience I had at Zaxby's when I was down there for Georgia. I know David Garrard, former Jacksonville quarterback, who I'm a fan of, is a big deal with Zaxby's. They have great chicken tenders that you'll enjoy. I found the wings to be plump and delicious for a reasonable price. I had a very, very pleasurable experience at Zaxby's when I was there.
All right. Well, speaking of which, Cam, we're down to the final four in the fast food bracket. the Barstool fast food March Madness bracket that we went through. It's down to four. There's four restaurants left standing. And they're the big boys, Cam. The big boys. The first matchup. We've got a one seed versus a one seed. And it's amazing. Dude, I swear to God. Now, listen, I didn't eat lunch today. And the shows are better when I
eat. I'm starving,
I get
too.
Pissed off. And, like, yeah, yeah, man. Like, my stomach's
angry
eating
today?
Like, it's like, it's empty. Yeah, yeah, I'm getting pissed off. Like, that guy's phone, Holden Kushner's phone sucked. His phone, like, I remember, I was like, I'm like Casey Kasem during the breaks. Is Don on the phone? I'm like, is Yang on the phone?
Is Yang on the phone?
Like, Yang. I'm like, is Yang there? I asked Cam, is Yang there?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know. Gabe wants
it's to
speak
Yang's
to you,
fault,
Yang.
Bro. I'm not throwing
He's like, Cam. I know it's not. It's definitely not Yang. He's got a lot of things going on. Don't shoot the messenger.
It's not Yang's fault, but I just stated to Yang. I said, hey, Yang, make sure these guys' phones don't suck before they come on. Yeah. So
it was weird, though, because yeah, there was elements of his call that were clear, and then it went bad. But anyway, continue about your stomach, yes?
Yeah, you know, I haven't eaten at all, and I wanted to, but time flew by. I've had a couple of Ritz crackers here, Cam. Just not doing it.
They don't
I'm not a bird.
Like,
yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I know. I crackers are for birds. Put them in soup.
And what crackers. Am I going to do with this?
On their own.
I don't even have any cheese to put down. Like,
yeah,
so,
I know.
But I was
fine.
I've
been through
the show.
Brutal.
But now we start talking about food, and I swear to God, like, my stomach's killing me. I'm like, oh, God. Like, I don't know if I can get through the show, to be honest. So we're down to the final four right now. One seeds go head-to-head. McDonald's versus Chick-fil-A. I'm going McDonald's.
Me too. First of all, Chick-fil-A.
First off, they have much
Chick-fil-A
more selection.
Is the most overrated.
They have a lot more selection.
Okay, you know what? I love Yang, and I think he's a great guy. But just like I don't know what it is about Chick-fil-A and people. They think this is like this magical place. All they have is chicken. Like I've been there on Sunday. You're in an airport. Chicken. It's closed.
I think one of the things about Chick-fil-A is the chicken nuggets are like real chicken breasts. Like you can actually like peel the chicken like and see all the texture in that. And you take a McDonald's chicken nugget, it's like compressed meat like glued together and like, you know, with some breading. It's
McDonald's is options.
McDonald's has raised their level of their game. They're using real chicken, Yang. All right? McDonald's is a first-class American institution. That's serving nothing but healthy and wholesome food. Ask Tiger Woods. All right, now listen. I'm not the biggest McDonald's. I'm not a big, like...
I wouldn't have put them in the final.
Yeah,
I would have had them knocked out in the at least.
Yeah,
for sure.
But I'm telling you, at least there's options at McDonald's. There's a choice. All you have to get Chick-fil-A is chicken and waffles.
Yep.
So what are you going with here, Ken? McDonald's or Chick-fil-A?
Oh, I told you. It's McDonald's in a landslide. They cover the number. Chick-fil-A. To your point, like the chicken's tasty. Like what they have on the menu, there's just not any. There's not enough of it. There's not a value menu. There's no options. Hey, Chick-fil-A, if you're doing so good with chicken, where are your sides? McDonald's, I can get breakfast at any time of the day now. Value menu, a lot of things I like. Also, dessert shakes I can't get when I have a hankering for a McFlurry. I get more options. Give me McDonald's. They cover the number.
All right. For the record, it says here, actually, that Chick-fil-A is ahead of McDonald's, but it's really close. It's a battle. And the other one seed versus one, the other matchup in the Final Four, we got one seeds. The other ones, we got a two seed versus a three seed. Popeyes versus Taco Bell.
Know what? I'm disappointed that the Colonel wasn't there. I don't know how KFC got knocked out, but anyway, me and you aren't doing the survey. It's obviously other people that have probably eaten a hell of a lot less fast food than me and you. I'm on Popeyes. Taco Bell, I'm not impressed with the new menu, all their new get-ups. Their rattlesnake fries look like a dump. I got to be honest with you, Taco Bell hasn't upped their game. As for Popeyes, I could live with the chicken that's a little bit rubbery. The sides bring them over the top. It's a tight battle, but they get it done, Gabe. Late layup by Popeyes. The sides bring us over the top, and I like the fact that I can get shrimp and chicken. Big plus. I like deep-fried shrimp.
You know what?
Popeyes.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask. We'll ask people. I'll ask people on Twitter. We'll get some voting going here. McDonald's or Chick-fil-A, and then Popeyes or Taco Bell. I like Popeyes. I'm more of a KFC guy myself, too. This is a tough one. I'm going to have to go with Popeyes over Taco Bell. I'm going to have to go with Popeyes only because they got corn on the cob, mashed potatoes, biscuits.
Everything.
Biscuit. Plus, they got the cool chick, the Popeyes lady.
Yeah.
Come down to Louisiana.
Yeah, there's a new one. So what did I teach you? I taught you how to cheat in poker. Yeah, Grandma, what else? I taught you how to put that butter-based cracker as the outside dipping sauce. Oh, yeah, she's great, man. Like, I'll tell you, those Cajun bites, too, they got a little bit of heat. Lots of Popeyes in my neighborhood. I'm an old-school Scotch Chicken Villa KFC guy, but Popeyes is very, very good. Their sides game is second to none. Second to none.
Yeah, no, Popeyes, that's the one thing I've noticed about Popeyes that, and I love the Popeyes sides, big fan, but one thing I've realized about Popeyes is, like, the wicked strips or, like, their little, whatever their gimmick of the month is, it's better than the piece of chicken. And I know fried chicken, guys, all right? I find the Popeyes is too greasy, slippery, rubbery. I like the skin, but there's something about it. Like, I like the KFC. I don't know. It's too slippery, Popeyes. You know what I'm saying? It's slippery. It's greasy. Like, I'm not saying KFC's not greasy, but there's something slippery about the Popeyes chicken. But
it's too stringy.
When they get it in, like, the... Yeah, when they get it in the strips, I don't know what they had. Once they had these, like, hot, wicked strips or something like that, they were great. Yeah, they were great. All right, we'll continue the battle on the other side. I'll ask people on Twitter. We'll get the votes coming in here.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Decisions continues. Red Heat Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. 5-4 Yankees right now, bottom of the eighth inning. Nobody out. Inning just got going on here. We'll see if the Yankee pen can hang on. We'll get you caught up to date in a couple of minutes with the baseball scores with Cam. We'll get into the best bets. We'll get serious again. I actually went pretty big with the basketball games tonight, so we'll break down the basketball games tonight. I got a stack of tickets here. I even played some hockey. Some ice hockey tonight, Cam. So we'll get to that. I just asked people on Twitter. We're down to the final four right now of the fast food, and we're getting a lot of responses. People are listening. Shout out to everyone listening, listening online right now. Chris Smith says, with those two options, I would pick starvation between Popeyes and Taco Bell. Yeah, well, don't play our game.
Tough critic.
Yeah, it's... No, I knew when I asked the question, I was going to say, no write-in votes. You know what I mean? We're down to the final four.
For sure.
It's like, the big boys. Liberty Finders right here. Refs cheated. KFC got screwed. KFC got put in a bad bracket. They didn't get seeded properly. KFC should be in the final four, in my opinion.
I love
people. It's pretty. People are all over the place here. Right, let me get the votes. We're getting more comments than votes. Let me see here the voting here. All right. So, we got a real. Okay. So, Popeyes is kicking the crap out of Taco Bell. 73% to 27. We've got 30 responses. It's been 3 minutes. Oh, 44 responses. So they're coming in fast here. Yeah, Popeyes in a landslide. And we got a battle between McDonald's and Chick-fil-A. 55% saying Ronnie's getting it done, Cam.
Ron.
55% against Chick-fil-A. And like you said, man, I don't know. There's something about millennials and people that they think that Chick-fil-A is some sort of magical bird that gives them, like, gives them special powers, Ken.
I don't
like,
get it.
They really, they're like, oh, Chick-fil-A, that's unbelievable. Chick-fil-A.
The chicken sandwich, like, with mayo and pickles. Really? I can do that, too. Give me a